We've had South African government bonds trade stronger today, tracking rand gains as the local unit firmed along with other emerging market currencies, despite the rand and the bonds under some pressure yesterday, even with signs that a compromise would be reached between the US and China over trade issues. Today, that very same factor managing to work to bolster market sentiment and offering some support. So the benchmark R186, as you can see there, a bid at 8.55% from 8.67% yesterday, and the R2 207 at 7.3% from yesterday's 7.42%. The U.S. 10-year Treasury last seen at 3.08% thereabouts from 3.06%. And we're joined in studio now by Jonathan Meisen, who's head of fixed interest at Granite Asset Management, for more of the detail on the activity that played out today. Jonathan, thanks so much for joining us today. Mm-hmm. So while we've got the stronger rand and a recovery in rising Treasury yields, seeing foreigners lighten their exposure to local bonds, domestic holdings have increased. So talk us through the kind of sentiment that's currently dictating the activity we're seeing right now.
Yeah. So I think you mentioned the issues with China and the US, and generally risk-off trades that have been taking place since really the beginning of the month. I guess Treasuries selling off and reaching their highest level in a good few years now, at 3.07%, went even a bit higher. That's an environment in which foreigners don't like holding risky assets. And we saw, I think last week, the biggest weekly selling also since the crisis of 2008. And for the year now, they are negative holders, so they sold year to date. Locals, I suppose, and today as an example, have taken the opportunity and picked up some of that stock at higher yields, and that kind of fed through to the auction in a stronger day today.
Yeah. Are you expecting the kind of sell-off we're seeing from foreigners continuing? Because we've got the U.S. 10-year bond now trading comfortably above 3%, and with oil prices having risen to multi-year highs, in fact hitting $80 a barrel today, we've got five-year expectations of U.S. inflation having moved up over the past month.
Yeah. I think the yields at 3.07% in the U.S. Treasury is probably reflecting some of the expectations of inflation being higher in the near term. U.S. growth is stronger. Oil price is higher, which obviously has some inflationary implications. And the U.S. Fed Fund, the U.S. Federal Reserve, will raise its fund rate over the next few quarters. So there's clearly that, but I think the market, to a large extent, is pricing that in. The question is whether we get surprises over and above the inflation of 2 and a little bit of in the U.S. And right now, I think maybe the market is just reacting to a new environment where we've got yields over 3%, and I don't expect a total blowout or anything like that where emerging markets will suffer as well. Mm. For now, global growth remains quite quite robust. The U.S. is going to continue performing pretty well in an environment in which emerging markets shouldn't on a continuous basis suffer, really.
Yeah, like they have been, because we have seen the allure of riskier assets certainly getting knocked back. We've got locally domestic inflation expected to be closely watched. That coming to the fore tomorrow ahead of the SARB's interest rate decision on Thursday. What are you pricing in as far as that's concerned?
Yeah, so I think the market's expecting now, inflation has bottomed. The March number was 3.8%, which surprised us on the downside. And there's no doubt that April does have quite a lot of inflation in it. And if you take into account that we're getting some VAT increase in it, we're getting some other normal budget increases. So there's going to be a significant jump. I think that should not be taken as if now we've kind of lost the battle. Mm. I think the Reserve Bank is going to be very strong in its message that it's been conveying to the market for quite some time, that we should consider inflation target as 4.5% and not 3 to 6%. That's where they want to be in the long term, and that I think is going to be end up being very beneficial for South African inflation and South African bonds in the long term.
Yeah. Are you expecting a hold on rates come Thursday?
Yeah, certainly. If there were any prospects and the market was pricing a 60% chance of a rate hike only a few weeks ago, that's been priced out, and I think it's sensible. I think if you consider certainly the kind of statement that the Monetary Policy Committee presented at its previous meeting and take into account that message plus what's happened in the market subsequently, it would be very, very surprising to see the governor go any lighter on that, and I think, therefore, it's on hold.
Yeah, well, let's leave it there. Jonathan, thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Jonathan Myerson is with Granite Asset Management.